Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Nu har vi jul igen, og nu har vi jul igen, og julen var længe til påske. Nej, det ikke er sandt, nej, det ikke er sandt, for indimellem kommer faste. That's a, forgive the singing, that's a well-known song that Danes dance around the Christmas tree at the Christmas season. And the words are, now it's Christmas again, and Christmas lasts until Easter. And the refrain is, no, that's not true, because in the middle comes Lent. And the Lenten season begins with another favorite holiday in Denmark. It is especially a favorite among the children, and that's Fastelavn, or as we know it in the English, Shrove Tuesday. In the French, it's Mardi Gras. And of course, that carnival season that leads up to Shrove Tuesday is well known amongst the European Christians. In Denmark, Fastelavn, or the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, which this year in 2012 is Ash Wednesday being on February 22nd, it means that on Tuesday the 21st, children in Denmark will be wearing costumes to school, and after school, going around the neighborhood singing another song that children learn, and forgive me, but I'm going to inflict this upon you again, and it is Bala up, Bala nil, Bala I min mæva, Vishayingen Bala for so lave jeg beladen. It talks about a special bun that is baked at for Fastelavn or Shrove Tuesday, and that when they come to the house, they're singing. I want the bala is up, the bala is down, the bala is in my stomach. The bala being the bun, the Shrove Tuesday or the Fastelavn's bun, and if it's not in my stomach, if I don't get one at your door, then I'm gonna play a trick on you. So you can see that with the costumes and the going around to the various neighbors and singing this song, it's a little bit like our trick-or-treating on Halloween. In fact, now not so many people actually bake the buns and share them on Fastelavn or Shrove Tuesday, but rather they give out candy and even in some cases some money. But as you can see, or you can imagine, it is a favorite holiday, particularly in the dark days of winter, the middle of February. It's still, we're anticipating the spring, and it becomes a wonderful break between the Christmas season and the Easter season. Last year at the Danish Immigrant Museum, we celebrated Fastelavn with the help of two of our Danish interns, Julie Anderson and Bjork Rasmussen, and they made Fastelavns bala, and they shared with us something else that young people do, and that is a part of the celebration. They set up a bar and then tied bala to a fish line so that they hung down. And then the game was that those of us that were willing to play the game, our hands were tied behind our back, and we were to try to grab that buller in our mouth, that bun, that Shrove Tuesday bun, in our mouth and eat it. And the first one who finished the bun was the winner and won a prize. Well, that was a little bit like dunking for apples, but again shows how the celebration of Fastelavn is a popular one and continues to be popular as children and young people alike enjoy this festivities before the beginning of the Lenten season. And of course, the Lenten season culminates with Good Friday and then Easter. And usually at that time, it is spring in Denmark, and everybody is looking forward to the return return of the sun and warm weather, as we will indeed hear, too, at the Danish Immigrant Museum and in Western Iowa. Thank you so much.